with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.
That is Kendrick Lamar, Humble on Triple J. You're with Jen and Lewis, joined in the studio by UK comedian Jimmy Carr. And you're into that one, Jimmy. I noticed you bobbing
very,
along.
Very, very into Kendrick Lamar. I love a bit of that.
Yeah. Well, we have brought you in here. You're currently touring around Australia. And you are known for deftly handling hecklers. There's videos, hundreds and hundreds of videos on YouTube where it's like, Jimmy Carr crushes heckler. This is an example.
Where's the best place you performed?
The best place I've performed? I'd have to say in your girlfriend.
Very well handled.
I mean, it feels very Route 1 to me. But that's what happened. I think the kind of the best ones of those are not ones that end up on YouTube. It's something that just happens in the room that night.
Mm.
And it's like, it feels like, because I think that's the reason people go out to live things, whether it's bands or comedians or whatever. But it's that thing, we live in a world now where we're looking at screens all day. We wake up, check our phone, and then we watch the news, and then we look at SatNav on the way to work, and then we watch a screen all day, and then we get home and watch a screen to relax.
Mm.
And people want to come out and be part of something. And I think part of that is like being in a room where there's a tension where, oh, someone could say something, and this is really happening now. We're not watching a screen now. It's like a live, it's nice.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but you do, you know, you're a lovely man, but you do get pretty brutal when that's the task at hand.
Well, I think that thing of like, if someone shouts out, I kind of know what that's about. The intent is everything.
Mm.
Their intent is not to ruin the night. It's never someone shouting, you're rubbish, get off. Someone's paid $80 to be there. It's a lot of money. People work hard for their money and they've chosen to come out and spend an evening with you. They want to have a great time. So even if they're a bit drunk and like they misjudge it, the intent is, I'm funny as well. I've got a sense of humor, same as this guy. I'm going to say something.
Mm.
So it's a lovely intent. And then you want it to kind of play along. But people tend not to heckle if they don't want to play along.
Yeah.
They just sit quietly. Like the people that don't like you never heckle.
Yeah.
They just leave. They're not there.
But you do a lot of roasts, as we were saying before. And,
yeah, yeah.
And are very good at it. Very funny. If you've never seen any of Jimmy Carr's roasts, I strongly recommend hopping on the internet and checking some of them out. But we thought maybe it would be nice to hear you try to say some nice things about things that are traditionally not viewed as highly.
Mm.
Right. Well, I mean, we can give it a go. I think this could crash and burn.
Hey, new year, new Jimmy. Who knows? You know?
Okay, sure. Could be a career sort of change for me. All right.
And often, we crash and burn a lot here on this show.
Like, oh, I feel sure. Go ahead. Okay, so what do you want me to say something nice about?
All right. Well, let's start with, there's a bit of a situation in Sydney with delayed trains.
Delayed trains.
Mm.
I mean, you haven't even finished the track downtown. I imagine that's why they're delayed. They've not. I've noticed they've chosen to do the whole of downtown at the same time, rather than just laying a bit of track and then going, we'll do that block and then we'll do the next block. They've gone, shut down the whole thing.
They're big picture thinkers.
They're big picture thinkers.
Yeah.
Or are they idiots? Certainly one or the other. But so what's the situation with the trains? They're late?
They're just not happening. They've had to cancel a bunch. People are just moving into the buses now or walking.
Right.
And that's it. That's
well,
it.
I mean, that's, you know, it's good exercise for people. And I think, you know, in a city where it occasionally hits 47 degrees, I think walking around is a great idea. It's great for deodorant sales, if nothing else.
All right. I'd like you to say something positive about a genre of music that's much maligned, ska music.
Oh, well, no, I mean, literally, you couldn't have picked a better man for the job.
Oh, really?
I'm a huge fan of everything two-toned.
Yeah.
I love them from the Specials through Madness, who were a great sort of singles band. And I just think that thing, like Lily Allen, kind of brought it back a little bit. I think it's long overdue a comeback. I love that offbeat, you know, all that kind of, you know, Jamaican music is beautiful.
Really?
Because
yeah. This band is Jen's dad's band. And they're called Naughty Rhythms.
Naughty Rhythms?
Yep.
I believe they were named by Jen's mum. I believe that specific naughty rhythm, or the lack of that rhythm method, is why Jen is here. He actually got her on an offbeat. And that's how that can happen. He was plugging away and then suddenly he found the offbeat and bang, there she is.
And that's
your beautiful accident, Jen.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, everyone.
Conceived to a ska beat. That's fantastic. I love ska music.
Wow.
And then, have you ever been to a ska gig? Have you ever been to, like, see a show where a ska band has played?
It's true, yes.
Mm. Unbelievable vibe. I think, like, the dancing, and it's kind of pogoing, but it's like there's a great energy to it.
So you love to skank. You love to skank around.
This bike got all the dance hall moves, man.
Oh my God. What else do you have?
Huh?
What else is in that bag of dance hall moves?
I mean, I wouldn't disclose.
Get down and dirty wine, slut drop. All the moves.
I can slut drop with the best of them. Yeah.
Wow, what a delight. Yeah. I did not see
I
that
can
coming.
Bogle.
I don't know what I that even is. Know what,
oh, wait, is that the finger point one? No, you're not going to do it.
No. Oh. I mean, there's cameras here.
Maybe one more.
Mm. How about this laugh?
Really? We're going to have a go at my laugh? I've got a wonderful laugh. My laugh is, it's technically incorrect. You're meant to laugh on an out-breath, right? Mm. So it's meant to be ha-ha on a, I exhale and I laugh on an in-breath. I'm somehow wired wrong. Mm. So it's a ha-ha-ha-ha. It's a weird, it sounds like a I don't know, a seal being interfered with. But but it's kind of infectious. I've ended up with this job where I've kind of leaned into it. And I've gone, right, I'm going to be around funny things a lot. I don't know whether it's, my mother had a very weird laugh as well. She had a worse laugh than me. She was like a narcoleptic laugh. Have you ever seen one of those?
No.
So she was narcoleptic. So she, it's like a sleep disorder. So when she laughed, she wouldn't make any noise at all, but she would lose muscular control and kind of collapse. So she would just kind of like float down.
Oh my
and
God.
Lose kind of, so. It was the best thing ever to make her. I think that's probably why I do this for a living. I used to make her laugh, and she would sort of collapse and be spilling her tea and go stop, like trying to say stop, and then she would. It was joyful, joyful,
joyful or sadistic.
See, well, you can make someone fall over by making them laugh. It was it's like having a superpower in my house.
Oh my God, yeah. That's incredible. So that's probably why she doesn't interfere in your work that much, because it's nap time.
Mm. Yeah, that'll be it.
Oh my God, well, Jimmy Carr, what an informative time it's been with you.
Yeah.
A real pleasure. And if you can catch him, there are so many shows that are already sold out, so you already know about those because you've got the tickets, but there are 2 new dates just announced for Sydney on Saturday, March 3rd, and in Melbourne on February 19. You can catch him there or all around the country. Thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, you'll probably see me in an airport. I'm sort of around. Come and say hello.
You're with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.